the largest and fastest black bird you'll ever see. But it's just one of the many intriguing items associated with America's strategic command of the air. We'll go there for a look ourselves on today's edition of the American Countryside.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. And at the end of the day, the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. So United Way is asking you to make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge now at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
It's Timothy Green's first day at school.
Mom, I can handle it from here.
What's in his backpack? He's about to fall
anything
over.
Anything he might need. There's a box of tissues and band-aids. There's a whole first aid kit, actually.
You don't have to be perfect.
Have a great day.
That's too much pressure.
Have the day you have.
To be a perfect parent.
There are two people who want you more than anything. They'll make mistakes, but they will love you more than you can imagine.
There are thousands of children in foster care who will take you just as you are. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's called the Strategic Air and Space Museum, and as Scott Terry shares, the breadth of its collection is quite impressive.
We've got everything from propeller-driven tail dragger aircraft up through supersonic aircraft.
Perhaps most impressive is the aircraft that greets you inside the front door. It's a Blackbird that could do over Mach 3.
Within that atrium is an SR-71, and I like to think that it is positioned more impressively than any of the other SR-71s you might find at Museum of Flight in Seattle or the Udvar-Hazy Center, the Smithsonian Air and Space Museum out in Washington.
Two hangars flank that atrium with equally impressive craft.
We have a B-36, one of four B-36s still in existence. It's an enormous aircraft parked alongside a B-52. So it gives you the sense of the space that we provide for those aircraft.
Some of the most interesting aircraft, though, may be the ones that were never actually used.
The X-38, which is the crew recovery vehicle, which is actually a spacecraft, is a prototype as well. And it wasn't in space, but it was used in glide testing. The idea with that was that it's basically a lifeboat for astronauts, that you would get in this and sort of Buck Rogers your way home.
It's truly an impressive display right in middle America.
We have a collection that I would place among the top military aircraft collections in the country, if not the world.
Plus, Scott says there are always great learning experiences and camps taking place here too. Traveling the countryside in Ashland, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCrae.